Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 10th of January 2024. The Bible reading today is Psalm 55, 12 to 22. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God, as we walked about among the worshippers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodgings among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Today's article, titled Gary, was written by Chris Whale. A young Prince William was playing in Buckingham Palace when he tripped and fell over. Palace staff rushed to his aid. "Gary!" he cried. But who was Gary? Much confusion followed. Was Gary on the staff, a friend? Suddenly, the Queen herself appeared. Completely deadpan, she announced, "I'm Gary." Going to comfort her grandson, she explained, "He hasn't learned to say granny yet." That was my favourite Queen Elizabeth II story to circulate after she passed away in 2022. It showed the love and devotion she had for her family. However, realistically, no earthly ruler can extend this kind of intimate attention and care to every person under their sovereignty. Yet when it comes to the King of Kings, no one is ever lost in the crowd. This was certainly King David's hope as he reeled from the betrayal of a friend in Psalm 55. He wrote, "As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice." Prince William could expect the Queen to answer his cries because she was his grandmother. We too can cry out to the Lord, day or night, and expect his attention. We are more than his subjects. We are each individually loved as his children. So, cast your cares on the Lord, David encourages us, and he will sustain you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that I can cry out to you evening, morning, and noon. Your ears are always attentive to me, your precious child. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.